answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is obviously the president negotiating with Democrats. There's no one better on the border than President Trump. There's no one better on interior enforcement than President Trump. And there's no one better at making a deal than President Trump. And so when we look at our role, it's supporting that and elevating that. But what our Democratic colleagues have to realize is that we're not going to walk away from enforcing the law. And when they talk about these different things and they're looking at it, they know that it's kind of rich, to be honest with you, to watch so many of them having flown off to Munich to talk about national security on the world stage, but yet failing to fund our own here at home. They know that ICE and CBP will continue to be funded throughout this, but they know that the other things that keep Americans safe will not, and that actual American workers, TSA agents, will be the ones paying the price. Look, we believe that local, state, and law enforcement should work together with federal law enforcement. That's why we don't believe in sanctuary cities. We believe sanctuary cities are the root cause of so much of what we're seeing today.
And she is dead right. Alabama Senator Katie Britt. I loved her remark. It's kind of rich to watch the Dems fly off to Munich for that European summit the other day and try to tell Europe what you need to be doing over here to control your borders and control migration, as if these Democrats have been involved in any of that in our nation. They were at one point. But during the Joe Biden open border policy, they were all about destroying our nation. And now that Trump is back in control and we're rounding up illegals, certainly the worst of the worst, and others in the process, they want to complain that ICE cannot be running around with a mask on. They have never been to Europe, Germany, France, where police often are fully masked, so you cannot identify them. For good reason. They don't want their families jeopardized while they're on the streets trying to protect the public. And that some members of the leftists who went over to Munich, they were looking at a free trip. That's all it amounted to for them. You get a chance to go to Germany and act important. But I won't defend the same things in my own country. Shameless. If they had the capacity for shame. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, you can watch the program. You can do so by going to Rumble, El News Talk STL, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and everything goes up later as a podcast at News Talk STL, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or LarryConnorsUSA.com. And if you missed our last hour and our story of the story today, talking about more than 600 attempts to assassinate Fidel Castro, many involving our government. Did you miss that? Oh, what a shame. Oh, but you can get the podcast. And that reminds me, it is very easy for you to sign up and get it delivered directly to your mail every day so you don't stand a chance to forget about it or not get around to it or go searching for it. You go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and simply sign up. We need minimum information, and we do not share, certainly not sell, your information. Programs will be delivered direct to your email box. And let me remind you, with Larry Connors USA, in each and every hour, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more information than you have right now. And coming up later in this hour, as you know, the other day, former President Obama started talking about UFOs and aliens, as in space aliens. His comments brought various reactions. And one I would like to hear his reaction to Obama, Coast to Coast host George Norrie. His program often deals with supernatural UFOs and so forth. So George Norrie will be joining us later in this hour. Let me take a moment to remind you, the 20th of Feb, that's not this Friday. Yeah, it is. It's this Friday. It's that close already. In Springfield, they will be hosting the Missouri GOP State Lincoln Days. You still have time to get registered, or you still have time to find your own way where you want to stay and then go attend. This event will begin Friday. Chris Harps and Tim Jones will be broadcasting live from the site of the event, the Oasis Hotel and Convention Center in Springfield, Missouri. I encourage you to get more details on everything. Go to Newstalk STL and pull up details that you need. And if you can go down there and have a desire, there are going to be some major GOP speakers. Larry, are you suggesting Trump might be there? I didn't say that. I'm just telling you, the Missouri State GOP Lincoln Dinner, an event, might well be worth your time. So we're talking earlier about leftists who went to Munich and the European summit the other day, trying to tell them what the issues were. You remember what one of the issues were that came directly from Hillary Clinton? She stood there and she told them, mass migration is a mess. It has destabilized, upended everything. Mass migration, which is exactly what Biden allowed in through the open border policy. Thank you, Joe Biden. Well, she never stood up and condemned that when Biden was in office. But now that she's no longer going to be in office, and due to testify before a congressional hearing, or at least a deposition, later this week, later at the end of the month, followed by Bill the second day, she dares stand there in front of this group of Europeans and tell them, mass migration will ruin your country. She finally woke up? No, she just realized, I'm no longer part of the party. I might as well speak my mind, or what mind she has. And then you look at how blue cities and blue states have fought against illegals. Our border czar, Tom Holman, as you well know, was dispatched to Minnesota trying to calm down some of the anxiety that existed. He reduced the forces by 700 and has now gradually moved out more because they have decided to cooperate. City and state and local police agreeing, if we have someone you want a detainer for an illegal, we will keep them in jail rather than letting them go on the street. And Holman says if other blue cities and states would pay attention, it would be better for everyone all the way around.
I said from day one that, you know, we need to flood the zone and sanctuary cities with additional agents. The number of agents depend on the situation on the ground, how many known criminal targets are out there, because we know we have a problem with sanctuary cities, because we know they're releasing public safety threats in the public. So rather than arresting that one criminal in jail, one agent arresting one criminal, alien, the safety and security of a jail, which is safer for the agent, safer for the alien, safer for the community. They release them in the street. Now we've got to send a whole team or six or seven people. That is the win we had in Minnesota, everybody, because now we have agreements and coordination with jails. We can rest that public safety threat and the safety security of jail, which means we don't have to send six or seven people out to look for them. So I'm hoping other sanctuary cities look at what happened in Minnesota and how we got to the place we're at, which I think is a good place. I hope more people pay attention to that, and we work with these states to let our officers into jail.
Yeah. Keep them in your jail. We'll come pick them up. There's no trouble on the street. We don't have to block off intersections, raid homes, businesses. Keep them in your jail. We'll pick them up. Now, during that conference over the weekend in the European summit in Munich, Secretary of State Rubio started talking about also dealing with not only mass migration, but a threat to the entire world, and that would be Iran. And he made some very candid remarks.
We Americans may sometimes come off as a little direct and urgent in our counsel. This is why President Trump demands seriousness and reciprocity from our friends here in Europe. The reason why, my friends, is because we care deeply. We do not want allies to rationalize the broken status quo rather than reckon with what is necessary to fix it. For we in America have no interest in being polite and orderly caretakers of the West's managed decline. We do not seek to separate, but to revitalize an old friendship and renew the greatest civilization in human history.
Great. That's exactly what we'd like, correct? Retired four-star General Jack King commending Rubio.
The part of the speech that I really loved was when Rubio identifies the failed strategies that the United States has had and how we're going after them and wants to join with Europe in working on these common problems ourselves. And what are we talking about? Mass migration, open borders, failed climate and energy strategies, the reality that we surrendered and we relied far too much on multinational organizations like the UN, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, and the list goes on, didn't solve a lot of problems for any of us. And then finally, it's an admission that we have to recover our defense capabilities and conduct a buildup to return to the kind of deterrence policies that we've had in the past. The Europeans have the same problems. Yes, shared culture, shared values, but common problems and challenges too. And I think the Europeans will positively respond to this because they see these problems and they know they have to get after it.
Yeah, they're watching it happen, just as we should be watching what's happening in some European nations as they're being taken over by radical Muslims. The State of the Union address by President Trump will be a week from tonight. We will be carrying it. That's a week from tonight. And of course, we have so-called government shutdown underway. Not really, but Democrats trying to use it as a ploy. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen on this Democrat tactic of stalling.
When they wanted to do this two-week CR, we asked for 6 weeks. They asked for 2 weeks. We said, okay, it took them 10 days before they gave us a counteroffer. The White House returned an offer in 48 hours. It took them another 2 days to respond. And then when we asked, okay, listen, we're going to go into shutdown. Let's have two more weeks of a clean CR because it took you guys 10 days to give us just a counteroffer. What they said is, no, we're not doing it. And that's when I started saying this isn't about actually opening DHS back. This is about waiting until the president is done giving the State of the Union, which is a week from Tuesday, which is why I said this is nothing but political theater, because what they're saying they can't even do. They're saying they're trying to keep ICE from doing their job. Mm-hmm. And as you admitted earlier, because it's true, ICE and the Border Patrol is funded through the one big beautiful bill up until 2028. And so the only thing they have to shut down is the federal agencies that I named, like FEMA and the Coast Guard and TSA. So they're shutting down thousands of workers for nothing but a talking point.
And they could, in fact, be endangering us. TSA, if they have a lot of workers not showing up because they're not getting paid, They'll get paid eventually, but deciding not to go to work now. Eventually, you'll have smaller airports shutting down or reducing flights, and even major airports doing the same. Major air carriers reducing flights. Do you want to get on a jet nowadays without TSA in place? I'd love to go back to the time when we didn't need them, didn't even think about needing them. We can't do that. But again, the point that Mark Wayne Mullen is saying, they're looking at what's going to happen a week from tonight. So they're saying, let's just kick the ball around over here in this corner.
As far as having a photo ID exposed, absolutely not. Why? Is because the Democrats we've seen has been doxing them. They went into their place of worship where they thought they might be at. They went into their hotels. They went into the restaurants. What are you going to do? Expose their faces so you can intimidate their families? What we want is ICE to be able to do their job, and we would love for local law enforcement and for states to cooperate with us. But if we want to have a serious conversation, you bet. Let's sit down and have a conversation. Figure out where we can make it where the laws that Congress passed, that ICE agents can enforce and do it in a safe manner and make sure our streets are safer. But what has happened is they haven't negotiated in good faith.
Not in good faith. The last time in 2019 we had a previous government shutdown, Trump was forced to delay his State of the Union because of that. And some of the Democrats saying, well, we're not going to show up this time. A voice of reason from the left. Yes, a voice of reason from the left. John Fetterman saying, I think it's fundamentally wrong to shut our government down. If you want to reform ICE, as Democrats do, we do want some reforms, but this is not going to do it. Why are you doing it? For me, it's always about country over party. John Fetterman, country over party. That's why I refuse to shut the government down. And with the State of the Union coming up, I will attend. And I don't expect or hope there are not going to be a lot of the paddles and those kinds of disruptions. Remember them holding up black paddles with wording on it against basically hate Trump? That's what they were saying during the State of the Union. Of course, that was not as bad as Nancy Pelosi after Trump's first State of the Union, when she took the union, State of the Union, in her hands, and then began to rip it apart on camera. We're going to get more into Iran and some of its latest concerns for us coming up later. But first, Obama and UFOs, and a viewpoint from Coast to Coast host George Norrie. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you and your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know. Down, down on my knees and begging, I plead to learn a little bit more. All that woman taught me to pray. I saw heaven every day, and all she could
love. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. In a recent interview, President Obama, former President Obama, was being asked about, what do you think about UFOs? And his response immediately, they're real, but I haven't seen them. They're not being kept in his, what is it, Area 51? There's no underground facility unless this is an enormous conspiracy and they hid it from the President of the United States. Raise your hand if you think that's possible. Joining us now, coast-to-coast host George Noory, and you often deal with paranormal and UFOs on your program. George, glad to have you on board with us.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be with you. It was an interesting statement by the former president. He seemed to have backtracked a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He later came out and said, I'm going to stick with the fact that I saw no evidence that they have made contact with us and kind of wanted to say, I don't really know, but there's a chance there's life out there.
The conspiracy theorists are saying that government leaders got to Obama and told him, back off. Don't talk about this.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? All I know is there's life out there. We've been visited. I've talked to too many people on my radio show, Larry, who have convinced me that there's too much in this universe. And this is a golden planet, as they call it, and it's worth visiting.
Well, to that extent, you know, some of your callers and some of their stories can sound pretty weird, but I've got right here in front of me a transcript of a F-18 pilot, I believe he said, and he said, reporting to his tower, this is weird, but I just had something pass underneath my wing. It went like the size of a football and went really fast and gone. They said, do you think it's a drone? He said, it was not a drone.
That is so true. The pilots have seen so many things off the USS Nimitz. It's just incredible. Back in 1971, I interviewed a Dr. Benjamin Simon, a psychiatrist, who handled the Barney and Betty Hill abduction case. You might remember that.
Yeah.
From way down. And I asked him specifically, I said, were they lying to you? And he said, I hypnotized both of them. They weren't lying. They believe whatever happened to them happened, so they're telling the truth. It's one of the greatest stories of all time.
Well, take a moment to explain that to the audience, what the story actually was.
Barney and Betty Hill, back in the 60s, from New Hampshire, claimed that they were abducted by extraterrestrials, put on a craft, floated around, and then brought back. They were a mixed couple, and at that time, that was a no.
A racial couple.
Right. They decided to. They made a movie out of it with James Earl Jones called The Interrupted Journey. And I think something happened to them, something very dramatic.
I think it was just last month or so, a few weeks ago, there were reports of four or five in some kind of formation just off the coast of Oregon. And pilots were being advised, commercial pilots, avoid this area.
Well, there's no question there are drones flying all over the place, Chinese balloons. But there's also the possibility of UFOs, that they've been visiting this planet since the beginning of time, Larry. And there are many people who believe fallen angels are extraterrestrials. Who knows? But it's great stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and some of these fighter jets, they have recorded them on their video, and they're at something like 30 to 40,000 feet or higher. A drone's not going to get up like that. And they will see them moving slowly to one side and then suddenly zip away to the right or make so many maneuvers no man-made plane can do.
Well, you know that. You're a pilot. And these Navy pilots have said, we do not have anything like that right now. We can't understand where it's coming from, how fast they're moving. It's truly remarkable. There's an old theory that we were defeated by extraterrestrials in the beginning of mankind. Is there a God? I do believe so. But you know what? We need somebody else.
Well, Obama had made a statement trying to clarify, as you said, or maybe had been told back off, because it was a post he added to it later when he had asked if they were real. He said, I see no evidence suggesting they had made contact. But he said, I'm going to stick with the spirit of the speed round. He considered the question kind of a speed round. Just throw me a question, I'll give you a quick answer. But since it's gotten attention, let me clarify that statistically, the universe is so vast, the odds are good, there's life out there.
Yeah, there's no question. We back down the next day. The talk show host that got him to talk about it initially kind of left it right at that first question. He should have followed up a little bit more. But I do believe the president, when he said he hasn't seen anything, most of them have not. But I think he's in the know. They're all in.
Well, the problem is there's so many things we know now that we did not know. In fact, we did not believe there was even another solar system until 1992. That was there all this time.
Now there are billions. There are billions of systems out there, billions of planets. We can't be alone, Larry. It's impossible.
Well, then, of course, others are saying, but it's so vast and so far, how could they possibly travel from one to the other?
They've learned how to bend space and time. Take a piece of paper, put a dot on each end of it, and then fold it over where the two dots fit. That's how they're traveling. They're bending space and time where travel is instantaneously. They just pop up. That's why they disappear. They show up. They're gone. They're here. They're gone.
You have the Area 51, which has always been considered there in Nevada as, you know, a place where maybe an alien ship and an alien was held for a period of time. What's your background on that?
We've got a reporter on Coast to Coast. His name's George Knapp. He's one of the best UFO reporters in the country. He has interviewed people from Area 51 over the years, and he is convinced that high technology from extraterrestrial sources is there. And they've been doing stuff there for a long, long time.
Well, we know we have various test sites for our military around the nation, be it Area 51 or in that area or not. We know from Nevada and elsewhere we do have them. And I would imagine the first person to see a B-2 bomber, basically a wing flying through the air, would think, that can't be real. I mean, there are things that we don't want the Russians to know. They don't want us to know. But some of these things that's described and seen on video defy explanation.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, if you just go through logic, it tells you that there's high technology out there somewhere, and that this is a Goldilocks planet. It's full of life. It's interesting to visit. And they know that from afar. And that's why they come here. And there's a theory that they seeded us a long time ago, that they are our God. They very well may be.
And there are indications on our earth and things made and patterns set that cannot be explained by man even today.
No, that's absolutely true. Just simply read the Bible and put in UFOs in certain spots. It's an amazing story. And mankind one day will come to the realization that we're being visited, that we are not alone in the universe, and maybe we can all get along once and for all.
Well, that'd be great. And I mean, we could draw it down to a personal level. I mean, if you go in, you don't know that you got numerous microbes and everything crawling across your body right now. But if you go to look for them, put through a proper microscope, you would see they're there.
They are there. There's no question about it. And we'll get the answers one day. And we keep pounding away in our program and on yours. We'll get the answer one day, Larry. It'll happen.
Well, I will add that in a 2021 interview that Obama had stated, when it comes to aliens, there are some things. That was 2021, not this most recent. But according to the New York Post, he later reported, there are some things I'm unable to say on air.
They are all restricted from what they're saying. And maybe one day government will come forward and reveal the facts, the truth, but I don't think that's going to happen for some time.
All right. George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast, heard all across the nation on 600-plus stations, correct?
640, Larry.
Okay. Always glad to talk to you. George is not only a friend of mine, a long acquaintance, but I appreciate your time. I know you had a long overnight. I'm glad to have you join us today.
Thank you, Larry. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you, too, George. I will tell you, one time I was working at Channel 4, I got a call from a, and it's kind of a metallic voice. I am from the planet you call Jupiter, and I'm here to tell the Earth. You should tell them I've been here, I'm here. And I thought, right, I didn't do it. But I've always wondered, what if years later this same thing shows up and says, I was here in 1990, and I told Larry Connors, and he didn't report the story. Boy, did I blow that one.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. $20 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Since day one, the Trump administration has been focused on two things: lower inflation and bigger paychecks. And yesterday's inflation report showed just that. The rate of inflation has fallen. Annual core CPI inflation has actually fallen to its lowest level since 2021. And real wages are up nearly $1,400. And that means roughly half of the purchasing power that Americans lost during the Biden era has now been recouped in record time in just 1 year. And this is just the beginning. Look, the president's policies are only now beginning to take effect. The president last summer signed the biggest tax cuts in American history into law. And only now are Americans in the midst of the biggest tax refund season in American history, with no tax on tip, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. So as these tax cuts, as our rapid deregulation, as our trade deals continue taking effect, you're going to continue seeing Americans' wages grow faster than the rate of inflation and for Americans to get better off in real term.
That sounds great. That's a senior White House Deputy Secretary, Kush Desai, talking about how our core CPI inflation now at the lowest level since 2021, and real wages up nearly $1,400. I've also seen reports that we're going to see more Americans receive IRS refund checks in the coming weeks. That's based on the year we completed and going into this next year. They will pay out later. Now, I want to remind you of something, and I point this out every time when Obama was president. I mean, and Obama and every president, and certainly during Biden when they were trying to talk about how great that inflation was way, way down, but they were always talking about the core inflation. Core inflation takes out the two biggest price drivers, the cost of fuel and groceries. Can you live without those? Oh, you can live without fuel maybe if you're not needing to warm your house and or drive a car, if you can jump a bus. But can you afford the bus cost if it keeps going up? The Dow, as you know, the other day pushed over the 50,000 mark for the first time. And a lot of folks thought that's a great sign moving forward. Well, again, if you're smart, and I know many of you are, you don't begin by taking financial advice from me, first of all. But the Dow fell back down below 50,000, which I knew it would, settling around 49,600 or so at the last check today. But that, again, is not the full indicator of what's happening in our nation when it comes to the economy. But the core inflation rate, cooling down to 2.4%. That's down 0.3% from December. Doesn't sound like a lot, but we're talking about all across the nation. So again, the core inflation rate, 2.4%. But again, while it's the lowest in nearly 5 years, it does not include food and energy. They continue to go up at a slightly higher rate, around 2.5%. And the experts say that suggests there's still some inflationary pressure remaining. Which brings us to the next point, and that is, will we see the Fed change the inflation rate? I should say the borrowing rate. I'm looking at some of the last reports on this, and again, I'm not your financial advisor. I'm just relaying to you what I read. Many believe that the Federal Reserve will maintain the federal funds rate at the current 3.5 to 3.75 range during the next meeting, which is in March next month. Some are even suggesting they could see a rate cut as early as June. Others indicate it would be longer, maybe late in the year, and if so, only one or maybe two basis point cuts, not very much at all. So if you look at that, according to the next meeting of the Fed, March 17, analysts and bond futures suggest a pause is likely. 2026 rate cut outlook could happen, but not if inflation remains sticky. Even if you have core inflation down, if some of the core factors kept out, food and fuel, continue to remain a little volatile or the higher side, they probably will hold off. Now, you also have to keep in mind we're about to have a new Fed chairman. Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh will succeed Jerome Powell. It's Warsh, W-A-R-S-H. I didn't mispronounce like George Washington. It's Warsh. He will take over when Powell's term ends in May. Now, he's been with the Board of Governors since 2006 to 11, youngest ever Fed governor at that time. Also been with Morgan Stanley, an advisor to the Bush administration. He has indicated a preference for lower interest rates. In fact, listen to this. He believes AI technology can boost productivity without fueling high inflation. That's what a lot of folks are worried about. Where are the jobs going to be? Who's going to have them? And is AI going to really push the rates up? He thinks not. Well, again, we will have to wait and see. We were telling you earlier, we were telling you earlier about Marco Rubio at the summit over the weekend in Munich, Germany, and addressing questions about our strategy toward Tehran. And he characterized Iran's current establishment as this: we're dealing with radical Shiite clerics, people who make geographic decisions on the basis of pure theology. He said past diplomatic efforts with Tehran have proven complicated. No one's ever been able to get a successful deal with Iran, but we're going to try. Now, he's talking about with Iran under the current regime. He said, we do have envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner traveling for some important meetings, but we're not sure how they'll turn out. He said, so we're not going to talk about in great detail. But he added this, for those of Europe, and this applies to the Mideast and the rest of the world, we are postured now in that region for one simple reason. That is, we understand there could be threats to our forces in the region. We've seen them threaten in the past. We want to make sure we have sufficient capacity to defend them. He said, right now we are talking about negotiations. We are focused on negotiations. That's what we're focused on. The president has made it clear. And he said any shift in approach would be transparent, consistent with U.S. law. He says if that changes, it will be obvious to everyone. And obviously, whatever the law requires us to do, we will do. He's trying to underscore the Trump strategy is a dual track. The carrot and the stick. We have the stick ready to beat them if we need to, but we're offering them a carrot that does not include giving them nuclear capabilities. In the meantime, Iran firing live missiles into the Strait of Hormuz during several drills yesterday, suggesting it's prepared to close that waterway if ordered by its religious leadership. And again, these came as Trump's envoys, Witkoff and Kushner, are meeting with some senior Iranian officials in Geneva. This is a second round of such talks. And yet Tehran threatening to shut down the Hormuz, Strait of Hormuz, which is a critical global oil transit route. Traffic was suspended for several hours because they had already started doing it, launching missiles from various vessels, coastal positions, drone operations. Our U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, has previously urged the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, as late as last January, just less than a month ago, if you're going to carry out your two-day live fire exercise, it must be in a manner that is safe, professional, avoids unnecessary risk to freedom of navigation for international maritime traffic. So they gave us this wording that this is what we're going to do. We're going to do these live drills for a couple of days during this time. So the Strait of Hormuz, where much of this cargo, oil, and other ship through, they had to come to a stop until this shooting is over so there's no accident. We already have a large military presence in that area. And we made it clear that if you're going to begin to step over the line, we're ready to counter. And I'm glad we are. There was another shooting you may not have heard much about from the leftist media. This took place in Rhode Island at a ice rink. There was a hockey game going on between kids, basically. Not sure the age of the kids, maybe teens. But someone opened fire, killing one, others injuring, firing repeatedly into all those around him. If you look at it on the video, when the shots are first going off, no one is sure what it is, where it's coming from. Then when they realize it could be gunfire, they start ducking down behind the benches and everything else. Skaters get off the ice. But then it appears the guy is down because he did turn the gun on himself. So several of the skaters start racing across the ice to get to him and make sure he's not going to be a threat and to help those in need. What you're not going to see from the leftist media and make clear, this was a man who had gone through puberty, transsexual surgery, now calling himself Roberta instead of Robert, 56 years ago. He had his gender ID changed years ago. Does that not tell you again we need to be aware of the threat of this kind of thing happening? And it will happen over and over again. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says we also need to be aware of the food we are getting and giving our children.
Seventy percent of Americans are either obese or overweight, and it's not because they got indolent or because we became lazy or because we suddenly developed giant appetites. It's because we're being given food that is low in nutrition and high in calories, and it's destroying our health.
Yeah, it's maybe changing us in ways we don't even recognize at the time. I will never forget a young woman I was dating and came to me. I'm talking about the last 30 years. Said, my son's been diagnosed as allergic to gluten. What is gluten? And then when I try to go to the store and try to find gluten-free, there is no such thing. Now, of course, it's everywhere. Now, I have relatives who said they went gluten-free and their bodies and inflammation seemed to be better. In case you missed it, Jesse Lewis Jackson, often called Reverend Jackson, Baptist minister ordained, civil rights activist, passed away, protege of Martin Luther King Jr. He became a vocal critic of the Reagan administration, had his own presidential campaign in 84. And that's where I met him as they were preparing at the Democrat convention to nominate who would lead the ticket. He was runner-up to Governor Dukakis. Never sought the presidency again. But Jesse Jackson passing away of health issues quietly at his home. And we also lost someone else known to many. He was famous for the line, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." Robert Duvall, the consigliere in The Godfather, for which he won a supporting actor Oscar nomination. He also later appeared, or prior to that, in the Days of Thunder, acting as a NASCAR crew chief. He died yesterday at age 95. First big role was with Gregory Peck, 1962, To Kill a Mockingbird. Reverend Jesse Jackson and Robert Duvall, no longer with us. Pray for their families. As always, I thank you for listening. We will be back here tomorrow. Make sure you and your friends are ready. 6 o'clock. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.